So, I should repeat this again. A spiritualizing life, session number 2, the theory. 11th July 2009. Okay, the vocab development I was talking today was, one is called Ezzerrububiyyat. The other word that I want you to learn is Zille Ubudiyyat. Does anybody know what this means, these two words? Okay. Ezle Rububiyyat. Rububiyyat goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is the Rabb. And Rububiyyat means, comes from the word of educating, teaching. So one of Asma'ullah, one of the names of Allah is Rabb, and Rububiyyat means that act of teaching, educating, which is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ez means highness. So highness of Rububiyyat, that is, whenever we say we have to remember the Ez of Rububiyyat, means we have to remember the highness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So highness of Allah is referred to as Rububiyyat. And Zill Ubudiyyat means, what is Ubudiyyat? Let me write this in English. Zill Ubudiyyat. Zill Ubudiyyat means servitude. Being a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Ubudiyyat. Zil means humility. Not being anything in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's Zil Ubudiyyat. Humility of servitude. That means excuse me. Means the humility of servitude. We have to feel that humility of servitude in any act of ibadah is very important. Unless we have that feeling, not feeling as a false feeling, not just imagining it. Understanding it. First it comes with understanding mentally by wisdom, and then gradually a person reaches to a point where he can see his zill of Ubudiyyat. Okay? So learn these two words. What we discussed two weeks ago, because last week we didn't have any session. In the first session of Spiritualizing Life, the theory, I make a summary of that in 10 minutes or 5-10 minutes. That was, I said, the start of our... So remember that. Again, I want to make to let you know. Here we talk the theory, next session we talk the practice. So these two should go hand in hand together. So we have to know by theory why we do this, and by practice how to do this. So these are, we said, based on the ayah of Inna Lillah wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, which everything is from Allah or for Allah and goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also based on the hadith, Hubbul Watan Min Al Iman, I said, where is Watan? Watan means the country of origin. Where is the country of origin of us? We have come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Lillah says everyone has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Watan, the where we were residing before is, we were with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Based on those things, I said everything is takwinan, by takwin, is going back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And also, everything goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. there are two ways, whether we want it or not, forcibly everything is going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because everything is being dissociated from matter, and everything is going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's takbir, takbir means nothing in the control of us. That's why they say, طرق الى الله بعدد انفاس الخلائق, means the ways toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is equal to the number of people existing. So that means everyone is, his way is going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good person, bad person, they're all going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But whether they face, all of them face prosperity, no. Some of people, they reach to Asma'a Jamal of Allah, to the beautiful names, beautiful creatures of Allah, beautiful face of Allah. And some people who are not good people, they face, when they go in the circle of Inna ilayhi raji'un, they face with Asma'a Jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They see the, all the tortures and things that they have been promised. And then we said, the important thing we said is that, so we are going back, this is what we are doing, is sulukul tashri'i, a willingness, a willful journey, a journey with our own will, that we are doing it. So we are on that. So what is this willing journey? We also talked about, it is hijrat. Hijrat, everyone knows what is hijrat? Means migration. So we are, basically people are on the mode of migration, if they are willingly doing it. That means we are going to go back to the same place that we have come from. We have all come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we want to go back to Allah. So we want to see where have we been? Where was our abode? Where was our place of residence? That's all we have to learn. And then I said that when we start, you remember, when we start from the journey, we start from our own nafs. That's from the darkness of nafs. What is the darkness of nafs? I call them hujub zulmani, the dark barriers. What are hijab? Hijab is a barrier between insan and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's called hijab. Between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many hijabs. Some of them are dark hijab, some of them are luminous hijab. So we have to break through the dark hijabs first, the dark barriers first, and then when we reach to luminous barriers, because between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also there are hijabs which are nurani, they are luminous. We also have to break through them. Otherwise, we will be left behind those barriers. So we have to see now what is migration. That was just basic things that I spoke last week. But we discussed today about migration itself. What I'm telling now is from the book of, from the works of Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayhi, where he talks about migration or hijrat. We start with the verse of Quran, which says, وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتِ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Whoever who goes out of his home towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasul and the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the way he reaches to death, فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Indeed, his reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this hijrat is, this migration is from nafs toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This migration is start from within us. We are not talking about external migration. We are talking about anfusi or internal migration. There is a migration which is external migration. That's when people go out from their home and they go like to jihad. They're also going towards Allah and His Prophet. But that is an external journey. We are talking here the internal and anfusi, the journey of nafs within us. So once we start this journey, faqad thumma yudrikhu al-maut, that means then we reach to death. What does that mean? If we start on this journey, it is not if we reach to death, It is when we are on this journey, if we are going on the right way, we must reach to death. What type of death is this? This is mawtul ikhtiyari, an optional death. This is not the same death that the person dies and is buried. This death is the death of ikhtiyar, mawtul ikhtiyari. This is when we have cut out all the desires and physical desires of our body, all the whims and wishes that what we want, all these things, when we are totally cut out, then we can reach to what is called death. In that death, that means you have no more desires. We have no more desires. Whatever we want is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. That is the meaning of this verse. ثُمَّ يُدْرَكَهُ الْمَوْتِ. So then we reach to that maut and death, which we don't want anything from our physical being, from our physical desires. And our reward is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is mawtul ikhtiyari? You all understand now? Yes? Do you? More? Mawtul ikhtiyari or optional death that is different from the death that people die and they're aged or they're sick or they have a heart attack, that is, those are called just mawtul tabi'i, natural death. Or mawtul fuj'a, or sudden death. Fuj'a is sudden death, it comes by accidents. A lot of the deaths these days are sudden death, or mawtul fuj'a. But mawtul ikhtiyari, or optional death, is when you opt to die from all your desires and things inside you. That is a death too. Remember, the terminology of these studies we have is different from the default meanings of the words we have in the past. A lot of times you come across, and that's where sometimes it can stop people from learning. If we stick only to go to the meanings that we knew before, and we think that is only the only meaning of that particular word, then we are stopped. We cannot move. We have to come to learn the more. There are more words and more meanings for different words, and maut is one of them. Maut is not only dying and going to the grave. Maut is also, another meaning of it is when you finish with your desires, you're no more, you reach to what is called annihilation or fana. They also refer to it as fana. They call it fana'i fillah. In the spirituality. So once that I live a life that I don't want anything for my from my own desires, that I do live only for the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we live only and we do whatever He has asked us to do. We see everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the actions, all the good things, all the attributes, we see them that they are from Allah, and then we are not wanting anything other than what Allah wants for us. That is when we have reached to this mawt ikhtiyari. I read a hadith for you from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Innama likulli umrin ma nawa, faman kana hijratuhu ila Allah wa rasulih fa hijratuhu ala Allah wa rasulih, wa man kana hijratuhu ila dunya yusibuha aw imra'atin yankahuha فَهِجْرَتَهُ أَلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. This basically, the meaning of this is, depending on what in your journey, what your intention is. Because it's not always, do not take it that easy, that just because we have come to this class, that means we are with very pure intentions towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. God knows, we have to be all the time checking our intentions. Why are we coming here? Am I coming here today? I mean, every session, that when I wake up in the morning, am I going because if I go, don't go, Amu Sayyid, I will be embarrassed in front of my other classmates, or Amu Sayyid may tell me, why did you not come? Is that my intention to come? Then that's a different thing. Or I get up and I come because I want to learn. But this is only the smallest part of it. The rest of it, which is in the journey, in the life, that the things that we are doing, If the intentions are towards getting rid of our own desires, then we are going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are times that people do things which apparently they are very good, they look very good, but they are for different intentions. So this hadith says, if it is for dunya, even if it's the journey in nafs, if it's for dunya, you will be journeying from your nafs to your nafs. You do not go any higher than your nafs. And that's where we have to be very careful. A very key issue